my friends.
This is Sam Bald Eagle. Mi'kmaq. Big Cold Indian Reservation. New Brunswick, Canada. As an Indian, I would like to introduce this tape to those who are sincere at heart. One must seek to find out about this great spirit. The old Indian religion is in every way in harmony with the Baha'i faith. Since the old ways were free, listen to this tape with your own free will. And a spiritual eye will guide you to the path of happiness and enlightenment that will forever hold you in wisdom of the Great Spirit. This tape will bring new thoughts to you. It needs courage sometimes, even to look or listen to new ideas. We must have courage to look back and courage to look ahead. This is what we ask you to do now. Look into the past, not the present, and then think ahead to the future. This tape is a challenge to you. What is the Baha'i Faith? Is it something I should find out about? There is an old Indian saying, when you see a track or a footprint that you do not know, follow it to the point of knowing. In this age, too, we should find out everything we can about God or the Great Spirit. We do not want to miss anything important. Baha'i faith is important. When the Indian give, they give up their best. What we offer you now is the greatest gift of all. The news that Baha'u'llah has come. Change this whole world into a new kingdom. People say often, once we had our old Indian ways, now we have Christianity. And we no longer act as one people. We are divided and confused. Is this Baha'i faith going to confuse us even more? Who is Baha'u'llah? Was our old Indian way really pagan? What does that, what's the Baha'i faith say to that? Will it help us to keep our culture in a non-Indian world? Just listen to this tape and answer these questions. Baha'i faith says there is one God over all people. He is the one power that men know him by but men know him by different names. The Indian holy man said, circle is a sacred sign. It means the universe, center, the most sacred part. God is at the center of everything. The Indian way was not pagan. Had great spiritual meaning. Chief Joseph said, all men are made by the same great spirit chief. Sitting Bull said to an Indian agent, all the Indians pray to God for life and try to find out good road and do nothing wrong in this life. This is what we want, to pray to God. He did not believe us. You pray to God, so do all of us Indians. We both pray to only one God who made us all. So the Indian always believed in one God, one great power that was too high for them to understand. When the Christians first came to the Indian, they accepted Jesus, but did not like to be told that their ways were pagan. Dr. Charles Eastman, Santa Fe Sioux, born in 1853, who lived the first 15 years of his life in the woods of Canada, wrote, "We know that all religious aspirations, all sincere worship, can have but one source, one goal. We know that God of the lettered and the unlettered is, after all, same God." What was the true meaning of the sun dance? Here is how one Indian holy man said it was done and what it meant. The circle is the universe. The posts are the different parts of creation. The Great Spirit is the central pole, center of everything. The tongs tied to the dancers are like the rays of light from the Great Spirit. This is like the Holy Spirit. Flesh means ignorance. The dancer must break loose from ignorance, free his spirit. He does this to help all the people. The oneness of mankind. This is the great teaching of Baha'u'llah. Mankind is one family. It does not matter what race we come from, black, white, brown, yellow. We are all the people for God. The chosen race is the human race. The horse hair on a peace pipe dyed red to show that all men have the same color of blood. Its color does not matter. The Bible, Acts 17:26, quote, "We have made of one blood all nations of men." Black Elk, the Oglala Sioux, spoke of the two-legged. He explained that he meant all people. Standing Bear Ponco said, "This hand is not the same color as yours, but if I pierce it, I shall feel pain. You also feel pain. I am a man, same God made us both." In the life of the Indian, there is only one inevitable duty, the duty of prayer. Daily devotions were more necessary than daily food. These beliefs gave us unity. When we were told our beliefs were pagan and laws were made to stop our religion, where was there to go? Look around you. Some people are Roman Catholics, Congregational, Pentecostal, Baptist. There are more than 1,200 different branches of Christianity. How are we going to come together with love and no prejudice, into one fold with one shepherd that Jesus spoke of? Paula said, "All religions are part of one great religion. All teach love of God and love of our neighbor." So Baha'is are not against any religion. All are going to God, but in different ways. The old Indian way was one path. Other religions have other ways. The Indian did not worship the sun, just as the Christian does not worship the cross. Dr. Eastman brought up in the old Indian way, said, "It is my personal belief, the spirit of Christianity and of our ancient religion is essentially the same. The worship of the Great Spirit was silent, solitary, free from all self-seeking. It was silent because all speech is of necessity imperfect. Therefore, the souls of my ancestors ascended to God in wordless adoration. It does not matter which denomination we belong to in Christianity. We all love Jesus Christ. Many of us look for his return. Who is Baha'u'llah? Baha'u'llah is the return of the Christ Spirit, with which Jesus promised would come. Don't turn aside and say nonsense. Remember the Indian saying, when you see a track or a footprint that you do not know, follow it to the point of knowing and investigate for yourself. Jesus himself said, seek and you shall find. Jesus spoke to the hearts of people. Baha'u'llah speaks to the hearts of people. It is as if Jesus speaks again. Baha'u'llah gives us a teaching that will work. Jesus said, by their fruits you shall know them. Baha'is all over the world are coming together as friends. Works. You can see good fruits already. Face this question. Wouldn't he be the new messenger? You may say, how can I be sure? The Indian talks of seeing with the eye of the heart. When you see with the eye of the heart, you will know. Baha'u'llah repeats the two main commandments. Jesus said, love God, love your neighbor. He shows us how to apply them in a modern world. He brings unity. He suffered and was in prison 40 years so that we could be free in spirit again. This is a new day. He answers world problems and his teaching makes sense. He fulfilled prophecies of the Bible, not the Indian. Are you interested in Indian prophecies? Oboka had a vision in 1889, he said. Grandfather says, when your friends die, you must not cry. You must not hurt anybody or do harm to anyone. You must not fight. Do right always. It will bring you satisfaction in life. The earth shakes at the coming of the new world. Do not be afraid. It will not hurt you. In the Bible, Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. He meant spiritual dead. Voka means spiritually dead will come awake. Voka speaks the earth shaken at the coming of a new world. Baha'u'llah brought a new world order and said, the whole world is upset by his spiritual message. He was alive in 1889 in the Holy Land when Voka had his vision. This is what Baha'u'llah said of Jesus. We testify that when he came into the world, he shed the splendor of his glory upon all created things. It is who purified the world. Blessed is the man who, with a face beaming with life, turned towards him. Reflect how Jesus, the Spirit of God, was understanding. His extreme weakness, meekness, and perfect tenderness, tenderheartedness, was treated by his enemies. He had nowhere to lay his head. Know that thou, when the Son of men yield up his breath to God. The whole creation wept with a great weeping. By sacrificing himself, however, a fresh capacity was infused into all created things. Baha'is believe deeply in Jesus and read the Bible. Here are some of the teachings the Baha'is faith. There is one God. He sent many messengers. What they said is really the same. Love God, love all men. This is what we are here for. All men are the same human family. They must be united. How? We must get rid of prejudice, look for the truth ourselves, all have opportunity for education, learn a world language to be chosen, then we can understand everyone easily. We must form a world government to make peace and just laws for everyone. Realize that men and women are equal in spirit. See that religion and science work together like two wings of a bird. This is from the Baha'i writings. O Son of Spirit, possess a pure, kindly, and radiant heart. O my God, O my God, unite the hearts of thy servants and reveal to them thy great purpose. May they follow thy commandments and abide in thy law. Help them, O God, in their endeavor, and grant them strength to serve thee. O God, leave them not to themselves, but guide their steps by the light of knowledge. Cheer their hearts by thy love. Verily, thou art their helper, their Lord. There's more Baha'i teaching. Work is worship. Backbiting is serious sin. Prayer and meditation are very important every day. We must not drink alcohol. We must be loyal to our government. We must not join political parties. It breaks unity of spirit. We know a lot about Jesus, but where did Baha'u'llah come from? He was born in Persia in 1817. He lost everything he had when he obeyed God's command. He was beaten and poisoned. Chains were weighed over 100 pounds. He was in prison in exile for over 40 years. Baha'u'llah suffered so much to bring us this message, and he prayed that the world will listen. It is listening, for the Holy Spirit was with him. Listen. The Indian said, soul of man is immortal. Baha'i faith teaches that all people have an immortal soul. We all progress in many worlds of God after this life. While we are here, we are helped and inspired by holy souls who have made progress in other worlds. In my Father's house are many mansions. From the Bible, John 14:2. The old ways were free. They were harder than now. But we are not happy now. So what is the good of having easy